There was a substantial cigarette tax hike in the current state budget, with Wisconsin now facing a $1.1 billion budget hole. Some are recommending the legislature look at another increase in taxes for cigarettes and smokeless tobacco. Senator Brian Burke is co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. The Milwaukee Democrat says when the Senate meets next week, a higher tobacco products tax will be an option.
It not only raises revenue, obviously, it sends a signal that cigarettes are a bad product, and at the same time we increase the tax on other tobacco products, the smokeless tobacco. So I'm not sure how much more it can be increased. The question is, how much more can we be above neighboring states, and how can we stop a developing gray market in cigarette sales? So I think there's room to increase it.
At a forum yesterday sponsored by the UW-Milwaukee and the WispPolitics.com website, GOP Assembly Joint Finance Co-Chair John Gard says he knows a number of Republicans could accept a cigarette tax increase. But State Administration Secretary George Lightborn says Governor Scott McKellum almost assuredly won't.
The governor's budget had no tax increases either at the state or local level, and we're hopeful to maintain that posture through the entirety of the budget.
A cigarette tax hike would not come close to filling the entire budget hole. Democrats and Republicans say there will still be some spending cuts. The two sides will fight over how much and where. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.